This is Marco Paul, and you're listening to dublab.com and my show, The Heavenly Music Corporation. This is a special episode of the show, The Passing of Icons, dedicated to the memories of Alex Chilton and Malcolm McLaren, who unfortunately left us earlier this year, and a nod as well to Andy Hummel, the bassist from Big Star. Anyways, I'm going to be playing tracks from both those guys' careers. We've lost a lot of musicians this year, sadly, but these are two that had some of the most profound impact on my life, musically. So I'm going to play some stuff from throughout their careers. Sit back and enjoy, and I'll tell you what you've been listening to at the break.
Yeah. That's where we're faking. That's where we're all just money making. You do not believe we're for real, or you would lose your cheap appeal. Don't you judge a book just by the cover, unless you cover just another. And blind acceptance is a sign of stupid fools to stand in line.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. Today's episode, The Passing of Icons, a tribute set dedicated to the memories of Alex Chilton of Big Star fame and Malcolm McLaren. And also a nod to Andy Hummel, the bassist of Big Star, who just passed away a couple days ago. And so what I'm playing for you today, these are two musicians of many that we've lost already this year, but these two had a very profound impact on my life musically. So I wanted to play you some stuff from throughout their career. I guess I'll tell you what I've played, and then I'll tell you a little bit about Alex at this break, and I'll tell you about Malcolm at the end of the set. So started off the set with an instrumental cut by Bow Wow Wow, a band that Malcolm McLaren was behind, and that first track was Sinner, Sinner, Sinner off of the debut album by that band called Sea Jungle, Sea Jungle, Go Join Your Gang, Yeah, City All Over, Go Ape Crazy. Came out on RCA in 1981. After that, I went back to the beginning of Alex Chilton's career with The Box Tops, his first band, with the single The Letter that came out on Bell Records in 1967. That was a big hit for them and for him, and he wrote it and recorded it when he was 16 years old. So that's pretty impressive. I wish I could have done something like that at 16. After that, New York Dolls with their debut album, self-titled album, and the cut Jet Boy that came out on Mercury in 1973. Malcolm McLaren also had a hand in their career. And I'll tell you a bit more about that later. After that, Big Star, the debut album, number one record by Big Star, where Alex Chilton teamed up with Chris Bell, Jody Stevens, and Andy Hummel, and that was the track Feel off of the record that came out on Stax in 1972. After that, Sex Pistols, a band that Malcolm McLaren was completely responsible for, putting together in his media frenzy experiment that actually contributed to the founding of the punk rock movement. And that was the track God Save the Queen off the Nevermind the Bullocks, Here's the Sex Pistols debut album that came out on Warner in 1977. Of course, God Save the Queen infamous for Malcolm McLaren renting a boat and having them perform in honor of, or perhaps I should say in protest of, the Queen's Jubilee. And anyway, having the Sex Pistols on that boat playing the song live as they circled the river right past the Houses of Parliament. And of course, they were all arrested, but it got what Malcolm McLaren wanted, and that track went on to chart, and it was one of the few tracks, I think, in musical history that was, although it was charted, there was a blank line on the charts for the entry. After that, Big Star, another track from that number one record called Don't Lie to Me, another rocker off of that debut album of theirs that came out on Stax in 1972. Then back to the Sex Pistols with their track EMI, which was from that same debut album that came out in 77, and that kind of documents a little bit, tongue-in-cheek, their financial meanderings, label hopping, and all the havoc that was caused by McLaren's engineering behind the scenes and the band's antics. Well documented in the Julian Temple film, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. You might want to check that out. There's also another film, I think Filthy Lucre, and it came out just a few years ago, and that was more of a documentary-style take on it, also by Julian Temple. What else? Then back to Big Star for the short instrumental the short acoustic track, we could say, ST100/6, also off that debut album, which is just a fantastic record. And that brought you back to another Bow Wow Wow instrumental, Orang Outang, from that Sea Jungle debut album. And that band was an interesting creation of McLaren's as well. I'll tell you about that at the end of the set. Let me tell you a little bit about Alex Chilton. Like I mentioned, he had his first hit at 16. That was in 1967. The band, did well for a little while, and then after a couple years, he went solo, and then teamed up with Chris Bell, and Andy Hummel, and Jody Stevens, and they formed Big Star, which was never a huge success. It was more of a local success, but obviously became hugely influential, and influenced many bands from the 70s, 80s, and onwards. And they recorded two albums, or actually one album with that original lineup. Chris Bell left. They did a second album, and then basically it was down to Alex Chilton and Jody Stevens. They recorded an album known as Third, or Sister Lovers, in 1974, but that actually didn't get released till 1978. So from then on, he was in and out of music, and but finally the band kind of had a resurgence here in the 90s, up until he passed away, and we're kind of a reformed unit, and we're playing shows all around the world, and finally getting their due. So anyway, that's a little peek into the life of Alex Chilton. Hope you enjoyed what you've been hearing there. And let me send you back into some more of his music. This will be What's Going On from the Big Star's second album called Radio City that came out also on Stax in 1973. Thank you.
I'm trying to learn something about you. Thank you.
The drummer said you were not very clean, and I know what he means. I know what he means. Oh, you can't have me, can't have me, can't have me, can't have me, not for me. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. This is a special episode, The Passing of Icons, dedicated to the memories of Alex Chilton and Malcolm McLaren, and also a nod to Andy Hummel, bassist for Big Star, all who passed away from us earlier this year, but their music and influence lives on. So that's why I wanted to put this set together. This is I've been playing tracks from throughout these guys' careers. Malcolm McLaren, who I'm going to tell you about now, I told you about Alex at the first break. There's lots of stuff you could play from Malcolm McLaren's career because he actually was very active in terms of musical output himself, too, producing tracks. He was kind of one of the original mashup guys who took a lot of diverse styles and combined them into new tracks. There's a lot of stuff like that I think other Dublab DJs have been playing, and so I wanted to focus on some of the stuff that influenced me more directly and some of the music that I've been playing on my show. So I played a lot of cuts by bands that he put together, produced, stirred up in the pot to create a media frenzy. So let me tell you about Malcolm McLaren. He was an art school dropout from England who was very influenced by the Paris student uprisings of the late 60s and other provocative political movements. And he tried to turn what he gathered from those things into art and fashion and music and just kind of tried to stir a reaction out of people. And he was very successful at doing so. Of course, bands that he was responsible for, Sex Pistols is probably the first one that comes to everyone's mind. And again, you can really catch a sense of what that was all about by watching the Julian Temple film, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. What else can I tell you about him? So Sex Pistols was a band he put together more to provoke than to create anything musical. He just wanted to stir up a reaction and indirectly contributed to the founding of the punk rock movement. And, you know, there's so many things that happened in that band's career that I can't detail here just for lack of time. But, you know, you can definitely find out about that stuff. And he was always right there in the middle of it all and loving it. for the most part, I would guess. Anyway, after that, he was always involved in bands. After that, he was always looking for something new and original or a way to make something that he liked new and more original. And he was involved with the New York Dolls for a while. I think he's noted for after they'd already done their first album. And I believe that's about the time he got involved and tried to place a communist theme behind them and have a communist flag as their backdrop and have them dress all in red. So he's always trying to do things to kind of provoke and get the media's attention. He also, let's see, he worked with Adam Ant early on, and there's a great, that band was, I really like Adam Ant's stuff, but his first album was really, he had a fantastic band there. Malcolm McLaren thought so as well, so he stole the band. He was managing them. He stole the band, everyone except Adam Ant, and put them behind a then 13-year-old Burmese girl who he met in a laundromat, who was Annabella Lewin, who became the Mohawked front person, the lead singer for the band Bow Wow Wow, which was the members of Adam Ant's band and Annabella in the front. And let's see, then he helped reassemble a band for Adam to keep managing his career, and I played a track from that phase of Adam Ant's career. Let me tell you what you did here in the second half of the set. Coming out of the Bow Wow Wow instrumental cut Orang Outang from the debut Sea Jungle album was Big Star, What's Going On from their second album Radio City on Stax from 1973. Then I played that Adam Ant cut I was talking about, Stand and Deliver. That's from phase two of Adam Ant's career with the newly reconfigured band, and that was a single that came out on CBS Records in 1981. And of course, you know, McLaren helped to come up with the whole new romantic theme that developed around that band and that, you know, highly made up pirate themed look that they had. That was mined by many bands in the 80s after that. After that cut, went back to Big Star with Daisy Glaze, a nice track off of the Radio City album, that second album of theirs that came out on Stax in 1973. I think Big Star is one of the few non-R&B acts that was on Stax Records, by the way. After that, Bow Wow Wow off of their, I believe this was their debut single called C30, C60, C90 Go, and it was a tribute to ripping songs from the radio onto cassette, the early form of file sharing, we'll call it. The version I played was off of a collection called 12 Original Recordings that Harvest put out in 1982, which collects a bunch of their early tracks. After that, back to Big Star with their third album that Alex Chilton recorded in 1974 that didn't come out until 1978. That was a track, You Can't Have Me, and that's on PVC Records. After that, one of these stylistic mashups I was talking about that McLaren was famous for. You can look at some of his early stuff from like the Duck Rock album for some early hip-hop. He did Madame Butterfly period where he took opera and mixed that with different pop styles. I mean, he just was always trying to mix and mash up different styles, both to create something interesting musically, but also kind of to provoke a reaction. And this was from the Kill Bill Volume 2 soundtrack, and this was Malcolm McLaren's production of About Her, which takes samples from The Zombies, She's Not There, and then also Esther Bijou. You can hear her crooning in there as well, among other things. That came out in 2004. After that, one last cut from Big Star from the third album called Kangaroo, and that was again on PVC in 1978. And finally played it, last of the three Bow Wow Wow instrumental cuts, and that was El Basticho from the I Want Candy compilation that came out on RCA in 1982. Bow Wow Wow has a nice collection of instrumental tracks peppered throughout their albums, because they are some pretty amazing musicians, which is why I think Malcolm McLaren pulled them into this concept of his for Bow Wow Wow with that Burundi-style drumming and the nice punk guitar mixed up in there for a kind of an original sound. Malcolm McLaren, let's see, what else can I tell you about him? He, was always looking for new bands. I know at one point he was looking into working with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but he wanted them to be more punk, I think. And then, you know, of course, they steered in a different direction. Probably made a lot more money out of their choice, but anyway. Might have gotten a more interesting reaction with Malcolm McLaren's involvement. He was still working with bands up until the end, and had a very interesting life, just lots of twists and turns, and I at one point was hoping to see a movie made about his life, and I'm sure that'll be in the works at some point, hopefully. Anyway, thanks for listening again. My name's Marco Paul, and this was my show, The Heavenly Music Corporation, a special edition, The Passing of Icons, dedicated to the memories of Alec Chilton and Malcolm McLaren. Thanks for listening, and keep listening to dublab.com, and take care.